Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mame Onawa. We're so happy you could tune in today. It's wonderful to get to spend time with all of you. We know that most of you don't get the chance to go to a monastery every day and talk with the monks, so this is a very special opportunity that we have. Today, we're going to listen to a conversation that happened between a deva and the Supreme Buddha. You know, a deva is a being who's born in one of the heavenly realms. There were many devas who were disciples of the Buddha, just like you. And many times they would come to ask the Supreme Buddha questions. Sometimes these questions were like a riddle, where the answer is something that we don't expect. That's the case today. The deva will ask the Supreme Buddha a question about friends, and you're going to find out about a friend that maybe you never even thought about. Now let's take the refuges and the precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, And to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo tas bhagavato arhato samma sambuddhas. Homage to the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Supremely Enlightened One. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya, meritorious Dhamma friends. Today, we are learning about a friend and also about a real friend. So today, the sermon that you are going to learn is from a book called Sanyukta Nikaya. The English translation is Connected Discourses, the book of connected discourses. The suttas, the teachings are connected to each and every teaching. So in this book, we are learning from Sagatavagga. And the name of this teaching is Mitta Sutta. This teaching is about a friend. So now Buddha used the nature of a friend, and he gave a nice message for us. He taught a wonderful meaning about a real friend. So, a deva came to the Blessed One, a divine being, and asked a question from the Buddha. The devata asked, "Who is your friend away from home?" And then, "Who is your friend at home? Who is your friend in need? Who is your friend in the next life?" Now, children, imagine if someone asks you such a question. The first one is, who is your friend abroad? Who is your friend away from home? Who is your friend at home? Then, who is your friend in need? And the last one is, who is your friend in the next life? Now just imagine whether we can give an answer. Now if someone asks you, who is your friend away from your home, you might tell one of your friend's names. And then if you ask, who is your friend at home, you might tell it's your pet. Or it could be maybe one of your loved ones. And then, who is your friend in need? Then also you might tell a friend who always help you. Then who is your friend in next life? How can you answer that? Now we need someone's guidance. Whose guidance is this? We need a guidance from a Buddha. A Buddha teaches the real friend and who can really help us. Children, for the first question, Buddha preaches, a caravan is your friend away from home. Caravan is a group of vehicles going on a journey. So even if your vehicle breaks, even if you need help away from home, the other people can help you. Then in the past, children, during the Buddha's time, even about 100 years ago, people used to go on carts. On bullock carts. So even during Buddha's time, there were businessmen who had 500 carts. They load those carts and go from city to cities, and then from countries to other countries. From country to country they go. They load their carts and go from country to country. They go from city to city. They go from one province to another. They go from one province to another province. So when you are going with a group of people, they are the friend once you are away from home. Then, for the question, the second question the Devata asked, who's your friend at home? The Buddha says, mother is your friend at home. Now see, children, imagine when you go back home, it's your mother. It's by a person who has been assigned by your parents. Assigned by your mother is taking care of you. So mother is your friend at home. She prepares food for you. She washes your clothes. Then she attends to your work. She will always check whether you are living properly, whether you need food, whether you need medicine. She always check you and see what she could do for you. So your mother is the friend at home. Don't forget that, children. Then the Devata asked, who is your friend in need? Then Buddha replies, a friend who helps in time is a one who becomes a friend again and again. So the ones who help you in time, whenever you need, imagine children, if you need now, if you were absent to go to school, if you were unable to go to school, then you may need to write down the notes that you missed. So if a child is helping you when you need, he is a friend in need. He is a friend who helps you in time. Sometimes you might need some water. You might need some other help. That's a friend. Sometimes your parent might be late to pick you up from the school. So your friend might be waiting. Sometimes your friend's parents would have arrived. Sometimes your friend's parents would have come to the school to pick your friend. But your friend might tell his parents, dear mother and father, please wait until my friend's parents come to the school to pick my friend. He is a friend who helps you in the proper time, when you really need. Then children, the Devata asked another question, the last question, who is your friend in the next life? Do you know the friend that you get, that you meet in the next life? Who is that? Buddha preaches, the good deeds you have done yourself, that's your friend in the next life. Children, did we ever know these things, that the wholesome deeds will become our friend in next life? I don't think so. Only from the Buddha's teachings that we learn these things. Only from the Buddha's teachings we learn these things. So dear children, today we learn a nice sutta from Sanyutta Nikaya about a real friend. So now do you remember the questions? A Devata came to the Buddha and asked this question. The first question is, who is your friend away from home? Second one is, who is your friend at home? Third one is, who is your friend in need? Who is your friend in the next life? That was the fourth question. Then the answer was, first one is, a caravan is your friend away from home. That is, you are going with a group of vehicles, with a group of people. Then the second question, the answer for the second question is, the friend at home. Who is your friend at home? That's your mother, children. Children, when we preach Dhamma, when we meet prisoners in the prison, we preach Dhamma in the prison as well. So these prisoners, they tell us, the last person to come and see them, visit them and provide food for them and to come and see their needs, it seems it's the mother who comes to see these people until they come out from the jail. It's not their even wives. It's not their children even. It's the mother who comes. It's a mother who helps you always. So don't forget that your mother is a friend. And that mother will never leave you even in difficulties. Because your mother have loving kindness. Your mother have compassion. Your mother does not have jealousy towards you. And your mother has equanimity. Your mother tolerates a lot. She has the greatest tolerating ability towards you. Don't ever lose that friendship. Don't ever forget your mother. Then for the third question, who's your friend in need? Buddha preaches, a friend who helps in time is a one who becomes a friend again and again. they are the friends who we need, ones who help in time, ones who help you really in need. Then the friend in the next life, Buddha preaches, the good deeds you have done yourself, that's your friend in the next life. So children, whoever the friends that you have in the class, in the extra classes, or in the music class, or while swimming, or your neighbor, those friends, can you take to the next life? Will they come with you for the next life? No. Those friends will be there until or while schooling. Sometimes the friends that you have in the school, you miss them after you go to a university. Then the friends that you have in your neighboring houses, you might miss them after you go for another house, go to another house. After you leave this country, you might lose those friends. Then the friends that you meet in overseas, you might miss them after you come back to Sri Lanka. But the wholesome deeds that you do, those friends will never leave you, children. Those friends will be with you until you attain Nibbana. So don't forget the friend of doing wholesome deeds. So start your day with a wholesome way. Make friends as much as possible. Make wholesome friends as much as possible. That's why monks are trying to help you from this early morning to make as much as wholesome friends throughout the day by doing wholesome acts, by doing acts that are loving kindness, that are related to loving kindness. Abstain from killing living beings. Abstain from stealing. Abstain from misbehaving. Abstain from telling lies. Abstain from taking alcohol and drugs. Don't frown at your parents. Don't glare at your parents. Try to help people as much as possible. Try to practice generosity. Worship your mother and father. Greet your teachers. Respect your teachers. Don't make noise in the school. Try to see good in others. Talk to your friends in a pleasant way. Don't show a long face to others. Even if you have a bad mood, don't show that to others. Try to have a good smiling face. Try to show a pleasant face to others. So by learning this sutta today, may you be able to become a good friend and develop wholesome deeds. And by learning this sutta, may you be able to learn the real nature of a real friend and know whose a real friend is and realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Metta Bhavana, Loving Kindness Meditation. Now we'll train the mind in loving kindness. One of the reminders we hear in this meditation is the wish for beings to be free from mental suffering and physical suffering. Do you know what we mean when we say mental suffering? It's when we have unpleasant thoughts in our mind. For example, sadness is a kind of mental suffering. So is being worried or scared. These are thoughts and feelings we have in our mind that we don't like, do we? So, when we wish for happiness, we wish that we and all living beings could be free from this kind of mental suffering. How about physical suffering? This is unpleasant feelings we have in our bodies, things like being sick or getting injured or having pain in the body. Even being hungry or thirsty is a kind of physical suffering. Nobody likes those kinds of feelings, do they? So, we wish that we and all beings could be free from this kind of suffering. Okay, now you know what those mean. If you ever have any questions about this meditation, you can ask your parents right away, or the monks when you come to the monastery, or send us a question by email. Now, close your eyes and sit quietly. Try not to move so that our minds can become still. Now, think in this way.
May I be free from anger. May I be free from ill will. May I be free from jealousy. May I be free from mental suffering. May I be free from physical suffering. May I live in peace. May I live happily. May all beings in this place be free from anger, be free from ill will, be free from jealousy, be free from mental suffering, be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings in this city be free from anger, be free from ill will, be free from jealousy, be free from mental suffering, be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings in this province be free from anger, be free from ill will, be free from jealousy, be free from mental suffering, be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings in this country be free from anger, be free from ill will, be free from jealousy, be free from mental suffering, be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings in this world be free from anger, be free from ill will, be free from jealousy, Be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings be free from anger. Be free from ill will. Be free from jealousy. Be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. Live happily. Live happily. Live happily.
I'm so happy we were able to spend time together today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Do you remember who your friend is in the next life? Not your friends here now. Your friend in the next life is the merit that you've done. So, today, we've done a lot of merit that will help us in our next life. When we collect merit like this, we like for others to have happy minds thinking about this merit. So, may our teacher, Lokaswami Hongsa, may all heavenly beings, may our teachers, our parents, our relatives, our friends, may they all have happy minds recollecting these wholesome actions. May they soon experience for themselves the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.